You could choose what you could grow, but I mean, obviously, you grew to what you thought was going to be the best market.
Yes.
Shall we say 1950s and things like that? Courgettes were unheard of. Now, courgettes are very popular vegetables, see. So, as people, I suppose, in a way, got courgettes from other countries and say, well, why don't we grow them here? The variety of things you could grow began to alter, not from the old traditional spring onion, spring cabbage, and things like, but to more like calabrese and that kind of thing, which you can get easily now.
The crops did change over the years. So, for example, I can remember when I was very young, Dad used to grow things like thyme, which, of course, after a few years, there was just no money to be made in that. And the same with the gillies, the flowers, that stopped after a few years because there was no money to be made in it. Gooseberries, the same. He used to grow gooseberries, but then they got to a point when nobody wanted those and he stopped growing those.
There's always a lot of people from the Leicester Coventry used to come into Evesham on a Thursday. They used to call Thursday Shopkeepers' Day. Latterly, we used to send a lot of thyme, you know, the herb, because the West Indian cooks, they use thyme like we use parsley, and we picked up on that. And there was a chap at Littleton, old Alec Toms, he grew acres and acres of it, and we cut it all the year through. We sent an awful lot down there. Boxes and boxes and boxes. We just couldn't cope with demand, and then one or two dropped away. They retired, nobody took it on, so there was a shortage. And the French started growing it